Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Jeremy Wendt, and I'm sitting down, your host today, sitting down with Angie Knight of the Putnam County School System. I've invited her, and you're probably wondering why, but we'll figure that out in just a few minutes. So let's just start and tell us who you are and what you do at Putnam County Schools.
Well, as you said, I'm Angie Knight, and I am their HR director, and in that I recruit teachers, a lot of teachers, to come to Putnam County.
Okay. How did you get there?
How did I get to HR in Putnam County?
HR in Putnam
County. Okay. I started fresh out of college at a company called Aquatech that's no longer in business. And from there, I went to TRW Vehicle Safety Systems and in HR and worked my way up to an HR manager there. That closed. I went to work at Bank of Putnam County, which is now one bank. And I stayed there about 5 years. And then I went from there to the schools district.
Okay.
To do human resources.
Okay.
Pretty new department there.
Yeah. And it's certainly something that has been more important over the years. You know, I think used to it was primarily just the paperwork side, but now it's completely shifted to a whole lot more responsibilities.
Yes.
And a lot more that you're taking care of.
Right.
Correct?
I take care of everything from recruiting to resolving complaints between employees or parents' complaints against a teacher, all sorts of problem solving.
Yes, problem solving. That's for sure. A lot of it. How does it look different in HR in a typical company versus a school system?
Well, everything in the school system is regulated by state law. There's a statute in Tennessee Code annotated for anything and everything that we do, down to sick days and sick banks, those type things. So a little more regulated than you are in a business where you can kind of set your own agenda and your own philosophy.
Yes, and we see that a lot at Tennessee Tech, obviously. That very, very strict regulations in some areas. That we have to follow, or else.
Most certainly,
very specific.
That's right. That's right.
And I know it's very similar in the school system. Mm-hmm. So talking education, I make everybody start with who's your favorite teacher growing up. We've all got those teachers that just had that impact in our life.
Well, I really liked all my teachers, but one that stands out to me was my senior English teacher. And I hope she hears this. Her name is Sharon Buckner. I'm still in contact with her routinely, you know, once or twice a year. She was my favorite teacher, senior English, and she was just great. She was brand new. She came to Upperman High. That's where I graduated from before going to Tech. And I think it was probably her first or second year teaching, and she was just on fire for it. You know, she was so good and helpful and very loving to all of us. We still invite her to our class reunions. So, some 40 years later.
That's sweet. And I talked in our last episode, my first grade teacher was one of my most impactful teachers, but my high school English teacher was one of those that just went above and beyond. Miss mm-hmm. Mona, she would come in early, and this is a big deal in Morgan County, trying to make sure that we were prepped for the ACT. Sometimes we, our language wasn't exactly right. You know, we struggled with a few things, and so she would help us with that. And so she came in early before school. And looking back, I mean, you know, none of us like to really go in early if we don't have to, especially an hour and a half before school, but she would do that regularly.
That's dedication.
It was. And had an impact, obviously, even until today. Mm-hmm. So big reason that I got you here, teacher shortages. So it is a major problem. 15 years ago, not a problem. We had plenty of teachers, plenty of applications. It's a major problem today. And so I know that you are right in the middle of that. And so I thought that'd be a good opportunity to talk about it, talk about some of the things that you all are doing to help address that at Putnam County Schools.
That is a major problem. We have needs. Fortunately, we are currently staffed in all areas, except we're growing. You know that. Everybody in Putnam County knows we're growing. And with that, we're adding classrooms. This is still late in the game here, but we're adding classrooms. A lot of times they're in special education or they're in ESL, English as a Second Language. So we're staffed at the moment, but that changes day to day. But gosh, shortages everywhere. I've been with the district going on 12 years, and 12 years ago it was nothing like this. We would get, had for every application for, let's say, an elementary teacher, we would have 100 applicants. Now we sometimes don't have any applicants. And that being said, I recruit. I go all over the state of Tennessee. Tennessee Tech is one of the best recruiting areas that I have. You all produce a lot of teachers, and that's great. And we hire most all you have. We try to, because, quite frankly, they've been in our classrooms, and we know them, and we've got a good feel for how they're going to do. So we do that. But I go to Tennessee Tech. I go to UT Chattanooga. I go to UT Knoxville. I go to ETSU. Last year, I went to the University of Memphis for the first time and recruited there. And then I recruit at Belmont in Nashville. So recruiting is all over the map. I do some virtual recruiting, which is, you know, of course, online and recruiting people in. One of the stumbling blocks I have when I'm competing with the metros and the Knoxvilles and the Williamson counties is we're a rural area. And most of these individuals, males and females, are in their early 20s, 23, 24, and they want to stay in a metropolitan area. And that's hard to compete with. So what I do when I go to those faraway places, I don't do it at Tech, but I put in what's great about Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland and all the hiking, and I get that from the Chamber of Commerce. And it's just a flyer about all the wonderful things, the lakes, the hiking trails that we have to do here to try to get them interested in coming to Putnam County and Cookeville. So
that's, what kind of applicants do you get? So like, let's say when you go to Memphis, is that an area that you end up, that you feel like it's worth a visit, that you got a handful of applications from that area after you go?
I did get a handful of applications, and after I go, I sort them by whatever their degree is, and then I send them to those principals and say, these people are graduating in May. So if you take a look at the list, if you know you're going to have openings, and I start recruiting really early. I start in March and April for the next school year. And so, yes, we do pick up some that way. I did get one at UTK this past year, a Spanish teacher, and she is teaching Spanish in Monterey.
Okay.
So, but that's only one thing that I do in recruiting. I also have, we just started back, we had a Grow Your Own program, which meant if you were employed with Putnam County Schools as a teacher assistant or a bus driver or anything else, and you didn't have a teaching degree, but your real passion was to be a teacher. And that's what that program is for. It's for existing employees that want to get their degree in teaching. Now, we have some restrictions on that, of course, and we ask them to sign a commitment to teach for 3 years, and because our special education is such a high need, they commit 3 years to special education. We have 8 in the program now. One is graduating in December, and will go to Austin Peay to finish her online information that she needs to do to get a teaching license. But she's done everything she can at Ball State. This is the first one graduating out of this cohort, so that's exciting. And so she'll start there in January doing that. So that's one way we're trying to grow from within, reward employees who have been with us a while, and some of them are pretty brand new. We don't say you have to have been here a year, 3 years. You know, if you're an employee, then apply. And we will probably broaden that to include people that aren't employees, if they want to be a teacher and they just don't have that degree, they didn't get it when they got out of high school and now they're 35, but that's their passion, is to be a teacher, then we're going to try to fill as many slots as we can. We were fortunate that Mr. King, our director of schools, put some money in the budget for us. And along with that and their FAFSA money, it's been very inexpensive this first semester. I'm sure that will increase as they go on to a college and not a community college. But We're doing that. We're doing, and they all have mentors within the school that they have, that they work with daily, and they do observations of different schools that they're not at their home school. They're going from Sycamore, and they're going to Jerry Whitson to observe, or Prescott Middle to observe.
Yeah.
So those two avenues we're working right now.
Sure.
And then we have lots of people that have a degree, but it's not in education. So that gets into the licensure area and what we need to do to get people to get a license. So we have a program called Job Embedded, and it is just what it sounds. You work a full-time job as a teacher, and you have a BS degree, and you're also getting your education requirements, say at Tennessee Tech or wherever, to get your licensure. So that's one part that we're doing. Also, we have several of those. We have people on permits, people on waivers, and we can talk about all those in detail if you want to. But we're using all sorts of avenues to get licensed teachers.
Yes, and there are so many along the way. And so I do want to get into a few more of those.
Okay. And the clinical permit,
yeah,
too, that's
some
new.
Some of the Grow Your Own. We've had some of the Job Embedded. I know at Tech and our partnerships, we've dabbled in all of those. So we'll tease those out just a little bit more, because I know that the listeners, I'm always interested in anyone hearing that information, because a lot of people are curious about it, and we sometimes get people who want to talk about those different areas. And so we'll talk a little bit more about those. And we're about ready for a break. So after the break, we'll come back and talk a little more with Angie Knight about Putnam County Schools. Okay, we're back in with Local Matters, talking with Angie Knight from Putnam County School System. She is the HR director, and we were talking specifically about some of the different ways to be teachers. So between our programs at Tennessee Tech and the programs in Putnam County Schools, there are lots of lingo, lots of abbreviations, lots of acronyms that we use in education. But to break it down simply, let's say that I'm at Averett. I've been an engineer. I've been there for 25 years, and I really just want to come to the high school and be a teacher. Like, I've always thought about it. And so, you know, when I get to that point, where do I start? What does that look like for me? I'm retiring next week from Averett.
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to do is look on our online system. We post all of our jobs, and we'll have all the teacher jobs. So apply for the job that you're interested in. If you're an engineer, you may be interested in teaching math. That's a high-need area. So apply for a math teacher at the high school, Cookeville High, Upperman High, Monterey High. And then you have to work through that step with them and get an interview with the principal. And the principal, if they want to recommend you, they can recommend you to be hired without a degree and go in a job-embedded path. Way, which we talked about just a little bit before, which means you're going to school and you're working full time. You could also possibly, depending on the subject, get a permit to teach that 1 year. And during that 1 year, you get all of your coursework done or whatever you need to get that teaching license. You know, you'll have to do a lot of little things like get your transcripts, get those sent in. To be evaluated and see where you fall on what you really need to get to be a teacher. What coursework do you need? Or what praxis maybe could you test out of if you had knowledge? We have a lot of CTE, which is career technical education, and those people didn't have degrees. Okay, so they came in. We have welding as one example. And he could have worked at Averett too, but they want to be a teacher, and so we work with them. They're in a job embedded pathway to get their license to be a teacher. They do go back to school, and that's after hours. So, and they're given 3 years to complete that program, so that you do get your license.
And so, while you're doing that, you'll be working on a master's at Tennessee Tech, for example, on a graduate degree. But you're a full-time employee of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the payroll. You're working towards that. You're teaching every day, and so it is funny in the sense that when someone calls me or I run into somebody and they say, "Hey, I'm in this position," I just ask them how quickly they want to be in a classroom. It's today's Friday. Do you want to be teaching Monday?
I mean, and we can literally do that. We can really do that. Mm-hmm. So that's not impossible. Teaching is a good career. We pay a good salary. It's almost at $50,000 to start, brand new, no experience. So that's not low, but we're working to raise that every year. So 50 is not our cap by any mean. We think teachers ought to make way more than that. So, but you get your salary, you get your benefits, which is your medical, dental, and vision, and all those other products, and then you get to start your retirement. You're not even a licensed teacher yet, but you're starting your retirement with one of the best retirement programs in the state. It is probably within the top two, and that's Tennessee Consolidated Retirement. And then you're prepared after 30 years to go and do something else or do it as a second career.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big perk. And sometimes it's hard to get that message across to, say, an 18-year-old
right.
who's graduating. And they're like, well, maybe the salary is a little bit low. But then you want them to see that whole package,
right.
you know, and see that there are really some benefits, some good benefits that come along with that teaching
yeah.
position. But then just to layer in, you know, aside from that, when they have that passion to teach, we're always so excited to say, yes, we want you to do that. We want you to go into that field if that's what you really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the markets that we see as an opportunity are high school students who are working in the Peer Buddies program, for example, and helping students with special needs while they're in school. To me, they have that passion, and they'd be a great candidate to be a special education teacher or a
yes,
classroom
they
teacher.
Would. And the high schools, I know Upperman and Monterey both have TAPS programs. What is TAPS? Do you know?
Yeah, it's teaching as a profession. And we love those programs. We try to bring those programs to Tennessee Tech, and we encourage students mm-hmm. to get involved with
and
the teaching as a profession
right.
class.
And so I'm working with the State Department to be sure that we are on the state's registry as a TAPS program. That meeting's next week, and I don't see any reason that we can't be. I'd love to have one more, and that'd be Cookeville High School be on the TAPS program. But the work they do goes toward their degree as a teacher, even if they're in high school. So that's a wonderful way to grow teachers during this teacher shortage is, you know, I always wanted to be a teacher. I never was, but that was when I was young. That's what I thought I wanted to be. And, you know, we do have some that get to be teachers, and they try it a year or two, and it's not for them, and that's okay too, you know. But the high school, tapping into that will be, I hope, a goldmine for us.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. And I know that a lot of districts are looking at ways to show the positive side of teaching. There's a lot of negativity around the teaching profession right now, unfortunately. But there's so many positive sides, so many positive things with teaching.
Yeah. It's such a rewarding job. And, you know, they teach for the outcomes in the children, and that the children are our future. So they are really our next generation of leaders. And we want them to have the very best.
Mm-hmm. Want to take that opportunity to get them there when they
right.
want to be there. So one of the other types, and there's lots of different types of areas where we're hiring teachers, one of the other ones is called a clinical practice permit.
That's been a lifesaver.
And yeah, that's been
it has been
a
lifesaver for Putnam County. It started last December, I believe. And I work with Dr. Amy Brown on that daily. I call her daily. Mm-hmm. She and I communicate. But it's such a wonderful program. It's somebody that's almost finished with their degree in teaching. They lack the last semester. And they can go in and be a teacher, finish their coursework, be paid as a teacher with all the benefits that a teacher would get. And then they're set when they graduate. So they've really got a foot in the door. You know, so it's wonderful.
And would you say that for the most part, those that do that end up teaching in your school system?
They do.
For the most part?
They do. Now, we've had a few that have left that, you know, were doing it and we knew that they might be going back home and home might be Knoxville or somewhere else. But yes, probably 98% of them stay with us, and that's wonderful. You know, teacher turnover costs money. So we want to get them, train them, and have them stay with us for 30 years. And literally, teachers do stay 30 years. Some stay more than that, but, you know, it's their career.
Yes, it is. It is. Teacher turnover, that's a bad word. We're going to talk about that right after the break. So we're going to take just a minute, and after the break, we'll pick back up with Angie Knott from Putnam County School System. Coming back here on Local Matters, talking to Angie Knott from Putnam County School System, I'm Jeremy Wendt, your host for the day, and we were just talking about that bad word, teacher turnover. It's been very difficult for everyone to see teachers retiring, teachers, you know, negativity. For whatever reason, teachers end up out of the classroom. And so I know that there are quite a few things that Putnam County's working on, the state's working on things. We want to keep our good teachers in the classroom. We want to be competitive. We want to, for them to be prepared when they go in. So tell us a little bit about the U-Trust grant. What is that?
What is that? The U-Trust grant is a grant that I've been applying for 10 years. And it's funded by unemployment claims that we have not had to pay out. We've paid in premiums. I typically get $60,000 a year on that. I give half to the schools, and they do their own appreciation programs. It's all about appreciating the teachers and how we, and everybody. Teachers are number one because they're the largest population we have, but we show appreciation to the cafeteria, the custodians, the bus drivers, everybody. It's for that. So, and then the other $30,000, I throw a big party at the end of the year. And I have it catered by Grade A, and they do a great job. And then I go out and buy prizes. And I buy prizes, and they're given away at we call it a picnic, because it is picnic food, even though we've started having it indoors so that we don't have to worry about the rain or the heat. But I spend only with local vendors. I started this during the pandemic, where I didn't order off Amazon anywhere. I went to local restaurants, local people who had shops, and bought gift cards. And I went to one this year. It's the Glass Tangerine. And I said, I've got $500 for you, and I need five $100 gift cards. She was ecstatic. And the teachers and anyone who received that was ecstatic to get that gift there. So we only use local to give those gifts away. And they love it. It's a time they get together if they've worked at several schools. I mean, I'm planning food for 1,900 people, okay? That's a lot of hamburgers.
A lot of people.
But it's fun, and it's fun buying the prizes and seeing the vendors in town, how much they appreciate it, and how much the teachers appreciate getting that time off together to visit with people that they've been with, either at their school, and they kind of hoard in their own little, you know, we're all coming from Sycamore, so we all sit together. But if you've worked at Sycamore and Jerry Whitson and Prescott, you mingle with everybody. So, but it's a fun day to show our appreciation. We do that annually for everybody in the district, teachers and everybody. I know there's a special week in May that we recognize teachers all week, and this comes after that because this is the last day that teachers work in their classroom putting things up. And we usually do it at 1 till 3, and then they go home. But it's fun seeing them enjoy it and win something, you know, and it gives back to our community as well.
Mm-hmm. And to be celebrated is a big deal by everyone. There's, you know, so many people. Obviously, with teachers, we talk about teachers primarily, but then all
takes all everybody to make that.
It takes a village, really, to raise our children, and I say our children because I have children in the public school system, and so it's a big deal. But I think we've really, in the years past, missed out on recognition. You know, I feel like there are a lot of times that teachers are working just day to day with our kids and putting so much effort and time and energy and their lives and their own money into that classroom that little bit of recognition goes a long way. It makes a difference, and I think that helps with retention. There are lots of lots of other ways, you know, to help with retention, but just saying, hey, we really appreciate you, and we're going to put our money where our mouth is.
Thanks for all the hard work you've done this year to help us accomplish our goals. And I don't know if you've had Jason Stickler on or not, but we're meeting some of our growth and achievement goals, and it's due to our teachers and their steadfast, hard work. Mm-hmm. And it is hard work, mm-hmm. but it's very rewarding work as well.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. One of the things that we've been doing at Tennessee Tech in the College of Education for quite a few years during Teacher Appreciation Week, we pick a school district and we go out and recognize that school district. We buy some kind of goodie for every teacher in the mm-hmm. whole district, and then we go to each school and provide a cake
nice.
For everyone in the school, enough mm-hmm. for everyone in the school to recognize all those employees, because it just seems like the right thing to do. You know, we all want to be appreciated, but especially the teachers and the right. faculty and staff in those schools, they yeah. deserve to be appreciated.
Yeah, and that's why I give half of the money to the schools, so that they can do their appreciation locally. They work for that principal. We want her or him to be able to recognize them during the course of the year. And so I divide it up by how many teachers they have and ratio it out to them. So it really helps with that's not taxpayer money. That's grant money that I've applied for. Mm-hmm. So they get that.
Yeah. It's a good cause.
Yes.
For sure. So a few other things I had, I'm checking my notes here, in terms of other districts. So we're talking about all these things that Putnam County does to recruit. Unfortunately, one downside to that is that if you happen to grab a teacher who maybe lives in White County.
Oh, and we do that frequently. frequently.
They come across.
Sorry, yeah, Mr. Dromberger.
Yes, White County doesn't want to hear that. But I'm sure there are things that you all do jointly. So are there some ways that you all work together? I mean, does White County ever call and say, do you have an extra?
Absolutely. They do. They do. I talk with Mr. Dromberger, not routinely, but every now and then when he's in a bind for a teacher, and he'll say, do you have any leftover applicants for that? And I'll say, well, yes, we do. There were 10 that applied. We only picked one. Let me give you their names and numbers. And they're all first grade teachers or whatever it is. And share that with him. Several of the districts do that, but White County for sure. We share and we steal from each other too, but you know, mm-hmm. all's fair in love and war,
yeah.
right?
It is. Well, and so some districts adjust their pay scales. So I've noted recently that DeKalb County, they bumped their starting pay, you know, a while back. And so counties move and you're all positioning yourself
to
be competitive.
We're all pretty close to the mm-hmm. same amount. Currently, we're starting out at 48. I expect that to be 50 for the next school year, for the 25-26 school year. White County's just a little bit higher than we are, maybe $1,000, maybe, you know, $2,000. Not a whole lot, but then, you know, there's the drive if you live in Putnam County to White County. And, you know, we have some perks living in Putnam County and working in Putnam County. That means your children can go to the school of your choice, not where you're zoned, if you're a teacher. That's one of the privileges of being a teacher, is you can mm-hmm. pick and choose where you want your child to go.
Yeah. So. It's a good perk.
It is
it's
a good perk.
Certainly, because we are moving, as Putnam County grows, mm-hmm. we're moving more towards more well-defined school zones.
Right.
I think that's a direction
right.
that we're moving as enrollment continues to grow. And so that's certainly a perk.
Yeah. Another perk that we have is our board pays about 80% of our health insurance premiums. So our insurance is very affordable. And if anybody knows state insurance or anything about state, we have the very best health coverage that your money can buy. And we are paying a low amount for it. So I have to give credit to the school board for that, because that is certainly a perk along with the salary, but that's a big perk. And a lot of people work just for insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is today certainly a huge deal. So one of the things that I've witnessed at Tennessee Tech, so every March we have our career fair. And so I say if we go back 15 years ago, we didn't have a career fair. It just didn't exist. Mm-hmm. There was, as we talked about, lots of applications, lots of people in the pool, but today it's very different. And so last March, we had a career fair and had almost 70 employers and districts at that career fair. And I know you all were there, and I got to witness school districts chasing students around the gym.
We
were in Memorial Gym.
If they're a math teacher, we're chasing them.
Yes.
For sure.
The demand is there. And I know that some districts, and we had some out-of-state people show up, and they're offering, mm-hmm. A couple thousand bucks to help with a down payment on a house. I mean, it's amazing mm-hmm. to me how far we've come in terms of the demand and the need for qualified teachers that we see mm-hmm. all the time. So I think we'll continue to see that. And as I said before we got on the air, I even had an email from a Las Vegas school district who wants to come to Tennessee Tech to recruit students. That is wild. I mean, it's unheard of. Years past, today it doesn't surprise me that we see people coming from out of state who want to recruit our teachers. We do a great job. We do a great job preparing teachers. And so for me, it's reaffirmation that we're doing a great job, but it also shows that there is a shortage.
There is a great need
for that along the way.
About 5 years ago, I recruited a lady to teach math from Hawaii. And it is a long story, but I'll try to keep it short. She had grown up in Iowa, and then she went to Hawaii, and she came here with her guitar. So I helped her get a car, do all the things to get her teaching for us.
Which is funny, and I bet that was a fun recruiting trip.
It was. I didn't get to go. I would go to Hawaii anytime recruiting.
Yes. And I'm surprised we haven't had people here from Hawaii trying to recruit there. But yes, they come from all over. And so it's very interesting to see the state of teaching today. So I appreciate you coming on. Again, I'm here with Angie Knight from Putnam County School District. What if somebody hears this week and they want to be a teacher? Do they just come track you down? Is that the best place to start?
That's probably not the best place to start. The best place was look on our website and see what openings we have and apply for those openings. I always welcome calls. If they have specific questions, I'll be happy to answer those calls. But we post everything, so everything's on our website.
Perfect place to start. I appreciate your time. This is Jeremy Wendt with Local Matters, spending a little time with Angie Knight from Putnam County Schools.